cliffcentral.com. I'm so pleased to chat to this actress, an all-round awesome person. She's the star of the movie Ayanda. It's Fulu Mugbani.
Yes.
I love it.
I always
sometimes say, I wish I had a nice, strong, traditional name.
You know what? What's your name?
Sia.
Siabonga. Fulu. Okay, I'll give it to you. But yeah. The thing is, you kind of like with accents here, like Zulu accents or Sudi accents,
yeah.
You couldn't really say Furupero. That's a strong name.
Oh, you see.
Now, Fulu is a bit diluted.
Yeah. But I want to go around saying Furupero.
Furupero.
Yes.
Thank you, though.
Fulu, are you in this moment? Take me through how you're feeling right now. We're at the Durban International Film Festival, the Leading Lady Lounge. Last night, we just opened up Ayanda the movie.
Amazing.
In South Africa. Yes. How were we feeling?
I was anxious, and for some reason, unlike when we went to Cannes and to LA, I was so much at ease. I was taking it all in, and because Terry, I remember her saying, you know what, you need to take this in, because when times get hard in the future, at least you'll have this to look back to, and you will remember this as your moment. And I'm learning to take it in. It's been amazing. The reception, first of all, is amazing. People are loving Ayanda, and most importantly, they're loving the ensemble work.
Yeah.
They're loving how much everyone contributed. The animation, the music. Tandiswa Mazwai, I mean, the music. Did you hear?
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have that collaboration with South African music, and to have South African veterans like Ntate Moshe, South African actors, and a South African story.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
How did it feel walking onto the set for the very first time?
I was nervous.
Yeah.
Actually, I was beyond nervous. I was terrified. And the first thing that I did was they gave me that that metal grinder.
Yeah.
The first thing
that's
that
the first
I did.
Scene?
Can you believe it? I was like, Sarah. She's like, yeah, you're Ayanda Mosne.
Yeah, but my hands would be shaking. I'm like, I don't think I can manage this.
We're here to protect you. You'll be fine. So I went we did 2 minutes of just trying to work it. But I had to pull it off. And it helped that we workshopped before.
Yeah.
So going on set the first time was better because I was familiar with the story.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing that I need to familiarize myself with was the set.
Mm.
But it was perfect. The garage was perfect. I loved it there.
How would you describe your role in this movie?
Oh, well, she's the lead, right?
Yes.
She's the protagonist. And I think she plays a very important role. And she links everyone in the story. Because she's the one person that has a relationship with each and every character that is in the story, whether negative or positive.
Yeah.
So I think that Ayanda plays a big role at telling a very imperfect story. I mean, a lot of us, not only in South Africa, but universally, we it takes us a long time to get to deal with loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she portrays it with such ease.
The loss of her father in this case.
The loss
case
of her
in
father
movie.
In this
yeah.
case, of course. And the fact that she's a little girl who has no idea that she needs to deal with it.
21,
she's keeping him alive.
I mean,
she's keeping him alive, literally. And we do that. We hoard things. We hoard emotion. And we hoard people that are gone.
Yeah.
And I think she also brings Yovel to life. She brings originality to life. She brings little girls to life.
Yeah.
Like 21-year-olds are supposed to look and act like that. They're not supposed to look like what we see every day on TV.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to look like that. It's okay for you to be a free spirit and to be the true definition of it, meaning that you're not confined or constrained by opinions of men.
Yeah. And it's okay not to be okay.
It's okay not to be okay.
You don't have, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Totally.
You know, what I really marvel at about actors and actresses is the profession isn't like a proper 9-to-5, you know, isn't like any sort of ordinary, okay, I'm just signing a contract and I'll tap out and
no,
I'm out. You know,
yeah.
This is a real personal connection.
Yes.
So when you were offered the role of Ayanda, what was that deal sealer for you? You said you were going to do this because...
I was going to do this because it would validate me as an actress. I was going to do this because it would challenge me as an actress. I was going to do this because it's unlike any other character I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
And the journey was worth it. It's been worth it. I don't even know how many times I could say this, because literally I've grown so much and I've learned so much. I mean, I'm working with Sarah Blecha.
Wow.
I'm working with Ntate Moshesh. I'm working with Kenneth. I'm working with Thomas Gumede. I'm working with Jafta. I'm working with OC.
Yeah.
So I had people that I looked up to, great actors that I got to share a platform with. And I consider that the biggest learning curve ever. So that's why I did the film. And I mean, reading the script, if you watch the film, you will see clearly that this is perfect for me, even because I got to let go of a lot of my insecurities mm-hmm. as a human being, yeah. as a girl. And I got to be vulnerable. And that's something that I hadn't. I wasn't genuinely vulnerable in all the other roles that I've played in the past. I mm-hmm. was putting it on. And this allowed me to take away that veil and to be raw. And it's okay, because this is what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is how you're going to do it.
How would you describe, now when it's not just a movie anymore, mm. how do you describe the experience that was Ayanda?
Wow. It changed my life. Mm. It made me respect my craft. It made me respect the South African industry. Because we're in South Africa, most of the time you dream of Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
You dream of Broadway. You dream to go overseas. But it made me dream of being here and making a difference here and carving and cultivating my talent here in this country because of stories like this and because of platforms that I've been given. And mm-hmm. so far, it's been good. I mean, it's opened doors for me, and people respect me, and people want to work with me. And you can't ask for anything better. You really can't.
And I couldn't have asked for a better interview.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
Quick, easy, painless, straight to the point, inspiring.
Oh.
You're awesome.
You're awesome too, Sia.
Oh, let's just stay here and
let's just look at each other.
Yeah, let's say nice things about each other.
Oh, awesome.
Fully, you're awesome. All
Thank
the best
you
for the future.
So
hey.
Much. Thank you.
Awesome. CliffCentral.com.